I want to hi. Want to put some what we call exclamation point. On this we've been talking about unwavering faith. We need to drive this nail all the way in and all the way through and clench it on the backside. Did you hear what I said? I said we need to drive these nails in on this word. And you know how you drive a nail through two boards, you fasten together, and it go all the way through and it's sticking out on the backside, and you take and bend it over and clench it. And you don't be concerned about it coming out. Just driving through over a period of time, it'll work itself, work its way out, and loosen up. We got a sure foundation that we're standing on. We got absolute faith that will not cave in. We are standing on a word that holds everything together. We are standing. We have been put together. We have been brought together into an everlasting kingdom. Things, circumstances, problem come up. Look like stuff is folding up. It's not gonna work. And that's why we got to have a strong faith, because sometimes we live like sometimes, not all the time, like, trouble not going to come, but if you live in this world, you mighty well get ready for trouble. But don't live like trouble is the master. Because trouble can be put on the run. And it may show up, but you can send it. You can put it on the run. You send it back where it came from. Because Jesus conquered it all. Not some, but he conquered it all. And your steadfast, unwavering faith will drive it away and cause you to come out every time shouting the victory. Amen. 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 So we don't crumble under pressure. We don't be moved by circumstances. We are constantly feeding and listening and being taught by the Holy Spirit, because we already know he said he conquered it all. Then we gotta get that knowledge in our spirits, inside of us, so when it shows up, we know what to do. Amen. We know how to keep it working every day. Every day, every day you don't get, you breathe and you don't try to figure out, am I breathing? No. When only time you get concerned about it when it get hard for you to do it. Okay. But every day you expect to be breathing. It's supposed to happen. She gonna come help me. It's all right. Come on, baby. Amen. So, like I said, we want to drive this nail through and clinch it. And go ahead, and I have several scriptures, but let's do our text again, James 1:6. I'm not going to read through all that. I like to, because Jesus did repetition. And James, if we could get those scriptures up, I don't know if we can. James 1:6, You can follow me in the scripture. I'm doing the King James right now. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that what wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And I don't know how much I'll be able to say, but I got some things in my spirit to say tonight. Amen. I don't know how much I'm gonna get all out that I can. Hallelujah. So he said, nothing waver, right? For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, we talked about, and I just want to make mention, Hebrews chapter 6. He talks about that our anchor hold in the rock. And when God spoke to Abraham, he said, blessing, surely blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. And because I could do what? Swear by no greater. I swore by myself. And before God's word failed, God gave us a guaranteed promise of his word. And he swore by himself. If his word fail and turn out to be a lie and won't work, God said, I'll destroy myself. So, this word, as the song was being sang just a few minutes ago, mighty are the works of your hand. You're so great. Then it's one part of that verse said, name above all name. Name above every name. And throughout the history of the church, you can read it in the beginning of the church at the book of Acts, then all through the history of the church, it was Satan and so many things we want just out and just say it's the devil. We have children with different kind of stuff and people going through different kind of stuff. We say, well, they just slow. Well, they got to give them some medicine to tone them down. And they got to do this. Ain't nothing but demons. Because none of this stuff happened until Satan got in this earth. But we want to give it a cute name, you know. So we can make it not look so good. And you get over in the realm of reason and you don't do anything with it. And that stuff that linger, you take it, put it to bed, and get it up and dress it for the day, and then you put it back to bed the next night, carry it around all through the day. You need to kick that stuff in where it belongs, right in the rump. Get out of here. All this stuff, high blood pressure, diabetes. We you get a certain age, ain't nothing but demons and sickness. That stuff didn't show up until the devil showed up. You can't find it in God. So where did it come from? You got to deal with it. We got to deal with it. And that's why we have the word. And don't get under pressure about it. Get in the word so you won't be under pressure. Get in faith so you can get in rest. Know the truth and take your stand on the truth. And don't be moved by time. Don't be moved by opinion.